The baby boomers led waves of dramatic culture changes. Their voices raise awareness of consumerism, retirement programs, higher education, healthcare, and civil rights transformations. Now, the baby boomers have reached an age where it is our turn to give back to them for their voices, their struggles, and their footprint on the society we benefit from today. Boomer Living TV's podcast is dedicated to the support and the enhancement of senior living and the baby boomers' needs and demands. We welcome conversations between caregivers, providers, gerontologists, geriatricians, neurologists, technologists, developers, and operators with one objective: to serve our baby boomers. By bringing together these experts and the baby boomers' families, we can share our knowledge that will educate and inspire others on how to care for the baby boomers. We're a social platform that focuses on the respect and care of this aging population that gave their youth and their wisdom to the society we benefit from today. Today, my guest is Ed Carmody.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being here. Yeah, just give us some insight how you came to senior living and on your mission to helping others living a healthy lifestyle.
Well, it's really kind of interesting. I was in the service for 30 years. I did that and got out and started working for a DOD contractor. And I've always been somebody who worked out, tried to stay fairly healthy, and got introduced to some health and wellness opportunity and fell in love with it. And since that time, I've been able to help a lot of different people with weight issues, overall just general health, getting more fit, so on and so forth. And it's been wonderful to see the change that people have made. And I have, my dad is 82, my mother-in-law's in her early 80s as well, she's 80. And having been able to help them get healthier, and see the changes that it's made for them, giving them more energy, able to get them off of some prescription medications because they've gotten healthier, those kinds of things. It's been really very rewarding.
Absolutely. It's really important, as you know, folks that are 80s plus, to continue to keep their vibrancy and livelihood and keep them active and their minds engaged. So if there's any type of process or encouragement in that whole realm, we all need to be doing that.
Absolutely.
So give me some insight, your take on, what do you think of senior living and then the aging process, the media's take on the aging process?
It's really interesting. Well, senior living, for a lot of folks, unfortunately, they allow that their age to be a barrier to doing things. And they feel like, oh, I'm too old to do this, I'm too old to do that. And because they aren't doing, they tend to, I think, deteriorate faster. The folks that I've seen that, for example, my wife's grandfather, when he was 85, I would play golf with him and he would still beat me on the golf course because he didn't allow his age to determine what he did. He was somebody who stayed active. And because of that, he stayed healthy all the way up until the day he passed away. He was active. And I think he had a much fuller life than folks that tend to, they go, oh, well, I'm older, so I'm not going to do this. So they sit around more, which just makes it harder on them because their health deteriorates faster because they lose that fitness.
Right, right. So it's really their attitude towards the number that they reach and whatever the number and their mindset that they're stuck on that. They actually are the ones limiting themselves. While in the world that we're in right now, there's so many opportunities to take on, not necessarily expensive, but very productive ways to continue to thrive.
Absolutely.
So as far as nutrition and health, is it difficult in getting the right nutrition, or do you think that it's widely available? I mean, give me your take on that.
It is very difficult to get the right nutrition today. A big part of the reason is because of the way that we source our food today. Once upon a time, you go back many years, you were sourcing your food from the local farm and the food and everything was very fresh and you weren't having to have stuff that was processed the way it is today. You know, fruits and vegetables are a great example of, we know we need these fruits and vegetables because they're going to provide us all these great vitamins and nutrients that we need for our bodies, but The problem is that those fruits and vegetables don't have the same nutritional content they once did, because most of them, for example, you buy some oranges, and where are they coming from? Well, if you look at them, a lot of them are coming from Mexico, or they're coming from way across the country. And so they can't be picked ripe and then delivered to you the next day. Instead, they're picked while they're still not ripe. So all the nutrition that would have got into them through the root system that is which puts the nutrients in there aren't getting in there. So they're putting them in not ripe. They ripen in a truck on their way to the market. And so the nutritional content's not there. So we have to find other sources. And that's why so many people lean to multivitamins and those kinds of things. And those help. I won't say that they don't. But the problem is that they're basically synthetic, and our bodies understand food. They don't understand synthetics. So we need to find a better, a whole food source that can provide us nutrition. And there are some whole food sources out there. And I have one that I use. Like you've seen me drink my silly green drink. It looks ugly. We call it, affectionately call it swamp water, but it's it has great nutrition in it. It's 92 verifiable vitamins and nutrients. So that's at a whole food source, so my body knows how to use it. And so that's the kinds of things that I recommend to people. And obviously, I recommend ours number one, but there are others out there that are good, that are, you know, will provide some things. But that's the way to get it, is if you can get it from a whole food source, you're actually going to get all the nutrition. And one of the other issues with vitamins, and we buy a lot of food that's fortified with different vitamins. You know, you would see, look on the side of our cereal box, fortified, and it's got all these different vitamins in there. That's vitamins that they put in there. The way they put them in there was, again, through synthetics. And I recently found out, this is something that I never knew about, it's called Vitamers, which is the building blocks of vitamins. So, for example, a B6 vitamin actually is six different molecules to make up a B6 vitamin. But if you look on your packaging, it'll say you got so much B6. Well, they normally, whatever of those molecules of the B6 that's the easiest to produce is what they put in there. So you're getting B6, but you're not getting the whole B6.
I see.
It's an interesting thing that scientists and nutritionists are starting to discover. They've known about it a little bit over the past, but they didn't have a way of discovering how to put that whole thing in there without going through a whole food. So if you can get a whole food, you can get the whole vitamin as opposed just to one or two of the vitamins.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think when you can and where you can get them, and if it's within your affordable means, I think it's great. Now, as far as telomere health and aging, explain to us what that is. And then I guess, how does that affect aging and what can we do about it?
Yeah, telomeres, that's something that, again, is something I've learned about recently. What's a telomere? A telomere is basically on our chromosomes, we have these ends. They're kind of lengthened out and they're like protective caps on those ends. And those telomeres, as we age, tend to get shorter, which also means that we lose the pairs of chromosomes. In fact, I wrote a couple of notes. The newborns have 8,000 base pairs of chromosomes. Adults have only 3,000. And elderly individuals have only 1,500.
Oh.
And so that's what's happening, is our telomeres, because they're not being protected, are shortening. And eventually, those cause our cells to not reproduce. They go into what they call senescence, which means they're not splitting off the way they're supposed to, which is what is, they're linking that to actually the aging process. The studies are showing that this is linking us also to a lot of our health issues, cancer, diabetes, so on and so forth, that if you have healthy telomeres, you are going to be less likely to come down with these different things. And one of the things that helps with telomere length is actually exercise. It makes a huge difference. They looked at telomere lengths of athletes, and they found that their telomere length is even longer than the average individual because of the athletic performance, because of all the exercise that they've done. It's actually helped them make their telomeres longer. So that obviously means it'll be longer before it gets to a point where it reaches senescence. And if you can keep exercising, the studies show that as you're exercising, you help your telomere length stay longer. And there are some different nutrients that have been shown to help with telomere health as well. And those are things that if you can get those into your system, that they tend to help retain your telomere length. And there's a couple of different things. One of the things that's interesting is oxidative stress and inflammation have been shown to shorten your telomere length as well. Mm-hmm. And so good sources of antioxidants, good sources of natural anti-inflammatories, things that are natural to a food source, those are going to be things that will help your telomeres not shorten as quickly. And if we could reverse them, who knows, maybe we could live forever. You know?
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is the telomeres, obviously you want to protect them and keep them lengthy and vibrant as long as you can. But as part of the aging process, it will shorten. And to protect them, you could live a healthy lifestyle, which includes exercising, reducing your stress, get enough sleep. Would that help?
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, sleep is vitally important. And it is really when our bodies restore themselves, really does all the repair work. When mm-hmm. we're sleeping is when our body does all the repair work. And if you have really good nutrition in there, as your body's doing the repair work, creating the new cells, so on and so forth, it has the nutrients it needs to provide your body what it needs to repair things. It's amazing the number of people that I've seen that have an illness that they're being told can't be fixed. Doctors have said, well, there's nothing we could do. And you get them on a healthier nutrition set and they start bringing into this really good nutrition, what happens is I've watched people stave off these diseases that should have killed them. And because they're suddenly, their body has the weapons basically to fight with, and they're able to turn around and maybe not totally get rid of it, but lengthen their lives and even more importantly, the quality of their life.
The components that you describe, healthy living to lengthen your telomeres consisting of, let's say, exercise, reducing your stress, and getting adequate sleep. I mean, all of those key components, it's good for the heart and it's good for the brain. It's good for life, period.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I believe it comes with a lot of conviction, commitment to know that these are daily things that you do and live by and not a momentary diet that comes and go.
Absolutely. Like I was talking about the nutrition, I've been drinking this for over 500 days because I know the nutrition I'm getting. So that's the thing that I tell people is make sure that you're doing this on a daily basis. Don't go, oh, well, I can do it for a day here and a day there. If you do it every single day, you make it part of your lifestyle, make it a habit. And our bodies are made to fix themselves, repair themselves, to be productive. And that's the other part of it when you talk about we need to sleep, but it doesn't mean we need to rest all day either. Got to get up and move. And if you're not getting up and moving, those muscles will atrophy, makes it harder to move. I've had people that I've talked with that they're in this vicious cycle where they have pain, arthritic pain, the discomfort, those kinds of things. Well, the best thing for that is movement, but it hurts to move. They're in this cycle there. Well, it hurts when I move. Yeah, but if you move, it's going to make it.
Right. Yeah. Just make the small incremental movement until it hurts and then you stop. And then I think one exercise is, let's say it might be uncomfortable the first couple of times when they, let's say, go 15 minutes, then they build up to 20 minutes and so forth, right? Because there's going to be a period of uncomfortableness and it hurts and so forth. So do what you can for that moment and then keep increasing the capacity over time. But I think too often people speak as if they're defeated. They don't want to try. Again,
I think part of it's a mental state. I mean,
exactly.
It's a mental barrier they have. They go, because they think, well, exercise, they think of the gym and people lifting weights and doing all these things. And exercise can be as simple as taking a walk around the block. If you can even do that, it makes a difference in your health. and slowly add to that?
I think it's great. You know, during the past 4 to 5 months or so, during the stay-at-home orders, well, obviously gyms, I believe, at least around here, it's still closed. So the most inexpensive way, or actually it's free, is just taking walks around your neighborhood, at a park, wherever that might be. And you might start out with one or two rounds and you build your way up over a period of 5 months, maybe even 5 or 6 rounds.
Absolutely.
And I had to start out trying to get myself to enjoy that kind of walk, because prior to COVID, I worked out 4 times a week at a gym. And then suddenly I went through a period, I was like, oh my gosh, it was affecting my brain because it was getting kind of sluggish. I wasn't thinking properly and my mind was very sluggish. Again, I don't enjoy walking. I prefer a workout. But the example that I'm using is just to show that without that physical activity, it had an effect on my brain and it was not good.
I tell people, if I'm not getting my workout on a regular basis, I will get cranky. Yeah. It just will happen because it provides so many things. Now, I'm a big gym person. That's my thing, as a gym as well. And yeah, gyms were shut down. I'm lucky. Ours are back open again. They've been open now for about a month. So I've been able to go back in the gym. But I was doing little workouts at home and they were not the same.
Right.
Obviously, I couldn't get the same things out of it that I could. But I was doing something because it's like, I have to do something. And I also, unfortunately, I have a pool so I can jump in there and go swim. So yeah, I could at least do that. But I had to do something. And I've got twin grandkids. So
they'll keep you busy.
So in fact, we're watching them right now. So But yeah, that's something that also lifting them and playing with them and staying active with them and chasing them around is fun.
Yeah, so I think that's very important. Okay, so let's talk about mental wellness. What is your take on the frequency of mental illness? And how can we help?
Well, yeah, it's crazy how many people are affected by mental wellness. And some people, almost everybody gets affected at some point or another. But it's like over 18% of Americans today suffer from some sort of mental illness, most common being depression, but there's a lot of others out there. And it's really amazing to me that so many, I didn't think it was that high, but it is. And the other issue is, when you start talking about mental wellness, you talk about, as we age, a tendency to start also having some cognitive impairment at the same time. You know, we start losing little bits of memory here and there, or we have to struggle a little harder to remember something, you know. And of course, that happens to us even when we're younger. I would call my kids by the wrong name. but it's like 1 out of every 8 people, they suffer from decreased memory functions. And in the workforce, that's one of the biggest causes of poor workforce performance, is basically mental fog, being sluggish. And again, this comes down to the biggest things are sleep, exercise, and nutrition. Those are really the biggest things when it comes to that. I actually took a couple of notes because there's some things that are interesting. The big things are active lifestyle, diet, sleep. And you can help that with some acute supplementation, some things that will help in different areas. There's a bunch of studies at PubMed that talk about the benefits of exercise on both physical and mental wellness. One of the things about physical exercise for cognitive ability, there was a study where they did an MRI of an individual's brain. And the individual basically at rest, you know, they're getting ready to do some studying, and you see the area of their brains that's being activated. And then they had the same person went and did a 20-minute walk, and then they sat down to do the study. And the amount of increase of their brain that was being activated at that time was amazing. It was probably 3 times as much of their brain was being activated because they'd taken the time to take a 20-minute walk. And so that part to me was just incredible. I knew it helped because it's going to get your blood flowing and those kinds of things.
Cardio, blood flowing, absolutely, you know.
Yeah.
Your muscle and motion.
So it was very, very interesting to me that they were able to show how much of a difference it made. It just was very unique to me. That's because one of the things that it is that there's an area of the brain of these things called, BNDF, brain-derived neurotropic factors, which rewires your memory circuits. And they found that exercise also, and this is new, has been shown to actually help increase your brain cells, number of brain cells, something that for many years we thought that once you lost your brain cells, because, you know, we drink too much and you lose brain cells, and we thought that was gone forever. And they've shown that, at least some studies have shown it. They're still, obviously, this is pretty new again. But they've shown that the exercise looks like it does actually help your brain cells regenerate. You get more brain cells again. So again, and it's kind of interesting that I keep coming back to exercise because it is such a big key and the reason that so many people today are not getting the same amount of exercise is because the type of jobs we do today compared to many years ago. And most of us sit behind a desk now. We're on the phone. We're not physically doing our job. Construction workers, they're physical. Farmers are physical. I mean, back in the day, almost all of us did some farming and those kinds of things. We did more physical manual labor. And today, so much of our work, especially in the United States, is behind a desk. It's not physically active. And so it makes a huge difference.
And then adding to that right now, not all gyms are open yet. And it extends the stay at home. I don't know where the state you're in, but like here, it hasn't been open. And we're going back to even more lockdown. So
you're on the East Coast. Where are you? You're in Michigan. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Michigan's been very stringent on a lot of things. I'm in Nevada. We've been pretty closed down. Our governor is very connected with the West Coast governors, and he's kind of followed their lead in a lot of areas. Luckily, he opened up the gyms about a month ago, and he hasn't locked them back down, which some of those other states have gone back into heavier lockdown. So I've been fortunate. They've talked about it, and I keep cringing every time I talk about it because I don't want that to happen. But yeah, it's definitely been harder for people to get in their exercise.
Get back into a new life, you know, staying active.
Oh, yeah.
So what other thoughts, takeaways you would like to share with the listeners?
Well, basically, my goal is to try and help as many people be healthy as possible. And that's really what I do. We do it as a business, but we also do it because we want to see people do better, be healthier. And that's what it is. So my thing is, if you don't know how to get healthier, you don't know where to start, find somebody that can help you.
How can people find you?
I'm on LinkedIn. I do have a website as well, but the easiest thing is to contact me directly. I can give you my website and just get a whole bunch of products on it. It will guide you a little bit. I really want to make sure that what you get is what's right for you. I hate to tell people, hey, come buy a bunch of products. I don't want you to do that. I want to know that we're tailoring things towards what your goals are, what your needs are. So if you wanted to contact me on LinkedIn, you can contact me through my email, which is carmodyglobal@gmail.com. It's carmodyglobal@gmail.com. Shoot me a message. That's really the easiest thing. I don't like people to just jump in and buy something. I don't want to
That's
do
true.
That.
Yeah, that you want to build a relationship and you want to make sure there is a plan that is a good fit for them.
Right.
That's great.
I get too many people that they'll throw something at you and you don't even know what I have going on. I'd rather know what you have going on and try to help you specifically.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time to
share your
thoughts and insight on telomere and living a healthy lifestyle. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on Boomer Living TV's podcast. Make sure to visit our website, boomerliving.tv, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and other platforms. This way, you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we would really appreciate a rating in iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. That would help us tremendously. Be sure to tune in weekly for our next episode. And remember, growing old is the purest and the most positive experience of human existence.